Thanks again for all your support. Nothing can describe the fit and feel of MeUndies. And once you try them on, you'll understand why they're called the world's most comfortable underwear. And if you don't love your first pair of MeUndies, they're free, no questions asked. You can support Allegedly by going to MeUndies.com/funny, F-U-N-N-Y, where you'll receive 20% off your first order. That's right, 20% off some wonderful junk covers. You heard it here. MeUndies.com/funny for 20% off your first order. Thank you for supporting Allegedly. MeUndies has dozens of styles and limited edition prints to help you make a statement with your underwear. Make a statement. Support Allegedly. MeUndies.com/funny.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Allegedly with me, Matthew Cole Weiss, and
I'm Theo Vaughn,
and our special, beautiful, energetic guest today, Taronda Jones from Empire.
Hey, clap, 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 clap. Woo!
Smells good, too.
Thanks, I showered.
Did you?
Yes.
Wow, you must have washed everything because you smell nice.
Everything. Yeah. Toes and everything.
You must have washed it all.
I got it.
I mean, it smells like springtime and yeah.
I love it. I knew I was going to be around men, so I took an extra 5 minutes in the shower.
I appreciate it.
You look beautiful.
Even though
today.
That doesn't
thank
work
you.
On me.
Oh. You look beautiful today.
Lord,
she is here
you.
Fresh off of the finale.
Yeah.
Empire was last night, and so she had a crazy, well, not too crazy. You were at Fox.
It was real chill. Yeah.
Real chill, and then you went out to dinner, had a couple drinks.
Had a nice
really?
Dish. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Does it feel weird now that it's over? I mean, just for the next couple months, or?
Well, not, I guess because I'm used to it now,
yeah.
So I know it's coming soon. I can't wait. Because I get real excited when it comes around, because it's like a big family reunion whenever we all get back together.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm okay. I'm mad it ended the way it did, because I'm just like the fans and everybody else, because I want to know who failed.
You didn't know?
No.
Do they keep the stuff?
No, we read the script. You know, we have to read the script. We go over the script, but they don't tell you. Exactly. Just like how you guys watch it for the first time.
What do you want to happen?
Yeah.
What?
I want to see some murder.
You want to see some murder? Well, you didn't get enough of that on the show?
No.
Were they
what?
Both? Last, I mean, the cliffhanger and two pregnant women fighting and possibly
one
falling.
Pregnant.
One just
woman.
One pregnant.
Oh, Lord.
Fighting and possibly falling to their deaths.
Mm. Yeah. You know what I found strange? That Rhonda had the guts. I thought she was gangster, but she was fighting a pregnant woman. Like, you can go to jail for fighting a pregnant woman.
Yeah, especially at a gas station. I've seen it at a gas station a couple of times.
Oh, jeez.
I have.
You've seen
where
fights
are you from?
With.
I'm from Louisiana. I've seen a lot of pregnant women get go at it at gas stations. Yeah.
And so I grew up in
Birmingham, different places in Tennessee. Dude, you can't even hit a Phillips 76 without seeing a couple of gals going at it.
He was in the hood.
All right, let's get into the podcast here. So the first segment that we're gonna get into, Matt and I, you know the drill. Matt and I each have 3 minutes. We're gonna tell a story.
Yeah.
You can ask any questions you want. You're gonna tell who has the better story at the end.
Okay.
All right, cool. All right, so I'll go first. Can I get 3 minutes on the clock, please?
Yes, we'll have it.
Thank you.
Boom.
Okay, so I never said anything about this, but I just thought it was pretty strange recently. So when I was young, my brother tried to do sex with me when I was younger, right? But not in a gay way, right? Like,
that's
he was
gay.
Seven. I know it is gay.
And that's your brother.
I know there's a couple of issues with it.
That's strange.
And that's a third one, okay?
Okay.
Now, let me carry on. So what had happened...
Is he attractive, though?
Yeah, he's handsome, but he was seven.
He was
seven.
He was a seven?
He was seven. Oh. I was five. And he just got like early erections, right? He didn't know what was going on. He got early erections. So he would try to come at me with them, right? Because he didn't, it wasn't like a gay thing. It wasn't, he didn't even know about sex. It was basically just like, where could I hide my erection? And he would always like try to attack me with it, right? And
I like him.
So he was wild. He has three kids now, and he has a
I
great job.
Imagine.
He's a youth
yeah.
pastor. He's a great man.
That's not a big number.
But
that's true.
But
that we know. Well, that's because he was. It's only with the women three times. Apparently, it's been going after. Okay,
he's
anyway.
Been through some things. So what happened was that we shared a room, right? And I like, you know, and I don't know what, I mean, it's almost like a precursor for marriage, like sharing a room if one of you wants to have sex and one of you doesn't want it, kind of, you know, in a weird way. He didn't want to have sex, but he was trying to like attack me with that boner. So what had happened was I had, at night, I would try to set up like ways where he couldn't get to me. So I had, I would lay in bed, right? And I had me a little bag of Jingle Bells, right? And I did, dude, don't laugh, dude.
Say Jingle Bells again.
Jingle Bells,
I
right?
I like the way you say Jingle Bells.
So I would lay in bed and I would set my Jingle Bells on my top of my sheets, right? I would get under the sheets and then set them all the way up to like my chest right up here, and then just be real quiet under them Jingle Bells. And I knew if I heard one of them go off that that was him trying to get at me. I did. And sometimes I would think I would hear one. Sometimes I would think I would hear one, but it would just be a Christmas memory in my head. Because you know, so when you're falling asleep, you can't tell what's real and what's not.
Oh, Theo, I'm glad you can find the humor in this, because if you could told the story a different way, it could come across as incredibly...
No, it's just what happened in my childhood. And the crazy part is, I know my brother probably remembers it too, but I never discussed it with him, so I don't know if I should bring it up or not.
Well, does he listen to the podcast?
I don't know if he does or not.
Because it could be a really awkward Thanksgiving. That's a story. I don't know how to compete with that, but I'll try. Well. So I grew up outside of Philly, very suburban, and I went to NYU for school. Yeah. And when I went to college, my parents, I never left home. Like, I've actually never really been away from home. My parents came up with me to look at the dorms.
What?
And, you know, you get to pick a dorm or see what dorm you want to live in, but you couldn't get access to see them inside, right? So my dad and my mom thought it would be good. Let's just ask a student if, hey, we can go into your room and just see what it's like to see if Matt can live there, right? So we found this guy who was like, yeah, sure, come on in. He signs us into the dorm and takes us up to the room. And, you know, these rooms are, I mean, they basically all look the same.
Yeah.
And we're looking around and we're literally just standing in this one room, just looking it around. And we're like, all right, it looks like a dorm. So my dad says, all right. And we hadn't really been up to New York much. My dad says, do you know somewhere we can eat to the guy to have lunch? And the guy goes, what? And he goes, somewhere we can eat. And the guy goes, yeah, man. And we're looking at each other like,
where?
What is he talking about?
Yeah, where? Yeah.
So then he goes to his...
Spill it.
Yeah. He goes to his drawer, opens it up, and it is bags and bags of pot, of weed.
Hmm.
He thought my dad said, do you know somewhere we can get some weed?
That's hilarious.
My dad, who you have to meet my dad.
He got that slow lisp.
Like, what? You talking to the weed man? I'm right here.
Completely.
I got you.
And he opens it up and it was like Pulp Fiction, like, you know, whatever. It was like shining. And he's like, do you want this kind? Do you want this kind? And my dad is very, very straight laced and very like, you know, he doesn't smoke pot.
Yeah, he like knits maternity clothes for women.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, really so straight.
My dad looks at me like, get us out of, like, whoa, oh my God, what's going on? I'm like, oh no, we just wanted to get someone lunch, find out somewhere to eat lunch. And the kid goes, oh, okay, like, because I thought it was kind of weird. But then I was like, my parents smoke, so maybe your parents are cool too. This kid was great.
Oh my goodness.
And so, my parents left. Well, we started walking out, and I turned to him as we were leaving. I was like, so how much are you selling stuff for?
Yeah.
I was like, we're going to go walk around the block. When we come back, let me see. Maybe we can
snag a gram.
Snag a gram.
Get daddy out there, maternity clothes. That's whatever, man.
So, yeah, that was just a funny moment because my parents are so... like not into that stuff at
just
all.
Freaking, yeah,
and so just imagine
they're
us
swingers.
In that
folks are swingers.
No, they are not. Not like you and your brother.
Exactly.
Whatever, dude.
Come
we were family.
All right, that is the end of my story.
Somebody had an early erections.
All
he
right.
had an early erections, bro.
Oh my goodness.
Dang. That is time. So the power falls in your hand to pick a winner of that round.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yep, based on whatever you want.
This is like the finale of Empire kind of thing.
Right?
It's a cliffhanger.
Well, not
okay.
quite.
Okay.
But I'm going to go with Theo.
Well,
only
turn
because,
up, turn
because I'm weird turn and strange. I thought that was like the weirdest.
I mean, it was. To come out.
But the way he said it, and then he swung it around as if it was.
And them jingle bells
else.
Get them every time.
I it's think he's trying to say jingle to balls, not jingle bells.
Hey, actually,
bells.
I think that was very therapeutic for you. So
bells will be ringing.
Wow, that was a great round. Before we move on, I want to remind you that whether you're wearing a suit or sweats, you spend almost 24 hours a day in your underwear. Wow, that's a long time. But instead of making a statement, sometimes you're just not making a statement. Well, that can change with MeUndies. Every pair of MeUndies is made from sustainably sourced modal. That's a fabric that's twice as soft as cotton. Two times as soft as cotton? No way. Yes way. So soft. Nothing can describe the fit and feel of MeUndies. And once you try them on, you'll understand why they're called the world's most comfortable underwear. And as a special gift from us here at Allegedly, you can go to MeUndies.com/funny, F-U-N-N-Y, for 20% off your first order. So if you look into your pants right now and your junk covers look a little weak, time to change your game. They're for men's and for women's. Everybody can cover their junk with MeUndies. MeUndies.com/funny. Support Allegedly, 20% off. And if you don't enjoy your first pair of MeUndies, they are free. That's right, F-R-E-E, free. MeUndies.com/funny. Now back to the episode.
All right. Now we move on to round two, which is our interview segment with our great guest, who I love. You're having, you just seem like a ball of fun.
I think you're more than a ball of fun. I think you're an inspiring young woman.
Thank you.
And I think you come from like such a unique and humble background and cool way into the business. And I love your whole story. And
I'm just
so excited you're here today.
Thank you for having me.
I'm winning.
While we were,
that's what it is.
Yeah, but Theo, you were also like 15 minutes late.
And so I'm making
were. So you lost some points.
Yeah. There you go.
You lost quite a few points.
I want to ask, since we were talking about the cliffhanger and stuff, and where it's going, and as the show, it just feels like
literally
goes boom. Yeah, literally, it just has to like ratchet up more and more and more. Where's the limit, and like what the hell can be in store next?
The writers are sick. I'm not gonna say it again. I have to keep saying it over and over, but they are sick. And you would think that the show, you know how some shows, you kind of already know what's going to happen, but this show is so unpredictable, and I can't even keep up with it.
Is there a place you'd love to see it go, like, or a topic that you'd love to see it, you know, dive into or attack or something?
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, it's done homosexuality. It's obviously done a lot of, you know, the business and whatnot. And
I don't think, I honestly can't come up with anything.
Betrayal.
It's everything
murder.
All in one. They pretty much did everything in the book. There's nothing
Y'all
else
need
to really
aliens,
come up
what
with.
What about some aliens show
I mean,
up?
There you go, Theo. Crazy Theo.
What are you talking
Jingle
about?
Bell, Theo.
What
okay.
do you mean, dude? Whatever. I was taking care of myself. I was surviving.
Lord. I get it.
No, but what do you want to see? That is a good question. What do you want to see at that next level?
I know a lot of people always keep asking me, like, when are we going to see you do your thing? So I would definitely want to see Portia characters evolve a little bit more, especially her background. I want to know where she come from. I want to know, everything that she does, what are her hobbies, and what is she into? We don't quite know yet, so I would definitely love to see my character evolve a little bit more.
So do you have a story in your head, though, that you have for the
count? We had a few. Taraji and I, we sat down and we talked. One of them was, we were trying to figure out, like, how did we meet Cookie and Portia, and she said she found me in a rundown strip club.
You
guys
watch
Love and Hip Hop, like, she's my Stevie J, and I'm her Jocelyn, and if I do wrong, she gonna send
she's
me
Ike.
Back to the... You
she's
will never
Ike.
Send me back to the strip club, Stevie.
Wow.
Stevie, you will never.
So wait, did you guys go to like a strip club for research?
No, but she brought that up, and she was just like, we gonna go back, and we're gonna have you shaking your thing in a club, and I'm like, okay.
Wow.
And then my thing was, maybe we were cellmates, and maybe somebody tried to take her nookie,
ooh,
and I saved her, and then when we both got out at the same time,
I want to see y'all surprise everybody with like matching back tats. I want to see y'all surprise everybody with matching back tats.
Says the weirdo.
I think it's beautiful though. I was surviving in an uncomfortable environment.
It's okay. You won.
Bells will be ringing.
All right, Bing Crosby. Come on. Ask a question for God's sake.
Okay. I'm going to ask this question. So do you get nervous about like trying to present the idea of like your character evolving? I mean, because is that like a nerve-wracking thing? Like you don't want to like, because you don't want to be like me, but at the same time you want to have a character that evolves and explores.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. So is it hard to like bring that up?
No.
It isn't.
No.
Good. Good for you.
Everybody runs inside the producer's office or the writer's office.
Really?
All the time.
And say, do this.
But they'll say, well, I don't like where this is going. And you'd be surprised, like, the show is, they're really flexible. And
they're
really open-minded. Like Terrence or anybody on the show, they'll say, well, I don't like how this person said that, Lord. Cookie wouldn't say this. And they would be like, you know what? You're right. They'll change it. And then, boom. And so we do have a say-so in certain things, and we do throw our opinions in, and they are willing to listen, and they do change certain things if they feel like, you know, okay, you're right.
Right.
Mm. So they're really flexible.
Even with Lee, because I've heard stories about him and being kind of an odd bird. Well, you know, he got sued by Sean Penn recently, and he got in the fights when he was doing that movie with Nicole Kidman and all that. And he comes to work in pajamas, right? Or
He used to. He fly now.
Beautiful idea.
Super cool.
Yeah, is he?
Yeah.
Okay,
he's super cool. Love Papa. Call him Papa Lee.
You do?
Yeah, Papa Lee.
Does everybody on set, or is it just you?
Everybody calls him Faba or Dad. Like, he's the dad. He's the father of all of it. Like, we're his children. And he sometimes treats us like we're his children.
Yeah.
For better or worse?
Yeah. He never calls us by our real names, though. He calls us all by our character's name.
Really?
He still calls Gabby Precious.
That's
character name from a different project.
Yeah, Portia. Hey, Portia. Like, we'll be on the red carpet. Like, Portia! I've been like, I wish he had a character name so I could just be like, Jimmy! Cool!
Wow.
So he's super funny, super cool, and he's real down to earth. Like, and he's open-minded about a lot of things. So I love Lee.
I want to ask, who, this show's had amazing guest stars.
Yeah.
Who's been your favorite and who maybe has not been that great?
Well, I haven't ran into a lot of the co-stars because I don't have scenes with them. I don't have many scenes with them. But the ones who I was super excited about was Mary J. Blige. And when I saw her, it wasn't on set. It was one of the premieres we had.
Mm.
And when I saw her, she was just like, I'm so proud of you. I'm so happy for you. And I couldn't even get my words out because I love Mary J. Blige. I love her. And Jesse, when I first met Jesse said, you know who you remind me of? I said, who? He said, Mary J. Blige. You know, you got that walk. So for a whole week on set, I was like trying to walk like her, like trying to concentrate, and everybody like, why are you walking like, and my walk was all messed up, and they were like, why are you walking like that? I'm like, so I walk.
What's the walk? Yeah, you, like, you got appendicitis.
Her hands are like, you know, she's real cool and like
a little bit, yeah,
you
like
know, so it's like I tried to do the little walk with my hands like this.
Like a little rhythm to the walk. I
like
that.
Like a little dance.
Like you're hearing a little song in your head.
Yeah, like a ditty bop.
She's obliging.
Everybody
obliging.
Like, why are you walking like that? And I'm like, this is my walk.
Oh.
I'm talking about.
I got an appendicitis.
But I haven't. Oh, Lord.
I don't really. I'm fine. I didn't catch it from my brother either.
Oh, man.
You guys hadn't.
I haven't ran into anybody who I dislike. I mean, like I said, I don't really work with a lot of the co-stars.
Right.
Who else came on? Do y'all have anybody like that that you really just like?
I love Tasha Smith. She's the one who plays Cookie's sister.
Uh-huh.
What about Tevin Campbell? Did he come on?
No, but I met Tevin Campbell.
You did tell me about that.
I met Tevin. Tevin is super cool, chill. I met him at the BET Soul Train Awards.
Yeah.
I did the carpet there, and I interviewed him, asked him a few questions, and then when I asked him, if you can go down a Soul Train line, what will be your Soul Train line go-to dance?
Wow.
And he was like, and did a little rock, and then I did it with him like, I feel it, Tevin, I feel it, Uncle Tevin. You know, I try to make everybody related to me. Isn't that strange?
Yeah, bring it in.
I said it to, who did I call
my
uncle?
That's like my brother. That's like
Mike
Epps.
Mike Epps.
Saw him at the People's Choice Award, and we were entering the carpet, and I said, he turned around and was like, hey, and I'm like, hey, Uncle Mike. He's like, Uncle.
What?
Hey.
You're gonna be like, hey, Grandpa. Yeah. You're going to give like, hey, second cousin once removed. You're going to run out of family members, so you're going to have to pick
them. I know.
Him.
I call everybody a little cousin, sister. Mm-hmm. And they'd be like, well, we're not related. Yeah.
Neighbor, second cousin, ex-husband, ex-wife.
Wait a minute, no.
Is there any guess? Who's the number one guest you would like kill to have?
Oh, my goodness. I'm a big fan of Queen Latifah.
Mm.
I love Queen Latifah and Drake. Like, wow. That would be my boo.
I think they're both realistic.
Yeah.
Like, they I mean, you guys get huge stars.
Yeah,
so, like,
we do.
Let's put this out there. Queen Latifah and Drake.
Yeah, Queen Latifah and Drake, I think they'd
be great.
I came up with it. I'm trying to think of who else I'd like to see on there. Maybe.
I would love to see someone completely out of character like Bette Midler or someone like that you would just not expect.
Bette Midler is like one of the dopest. She invited me to her Halloween.
I've been.
Have you?
Let's get Bette Midler on there. Bette Midler on Empire is my new.
Oh, that would be
pretty
wild.
She can be my sister.
Yes.
She can be my sister.
I love it.
Related.
That'd be pretty wild. I'm trying to think of one more person.
Would you ever, do you think any of the Kardashians would be good on? Would you guys have the Kardashians on?
I'd like to see Rob on there.
Yes, Rob.
I would see Rob.
I'll take Rob. Hey. No, I'm just kidding.
I can see that.
Rob can be like my boo thing.
Yeah.
He can be my boo thing.
He could be working the mailroom and then work his way up to your desk.
I think. And by then, he'll be super cutting stuff because, you know, he's dropping it.
He's
looking good.
He is.
He's looking real good.
He's losing it.
Yeah.
I have a question. So how do you stay humble? Because I know that, because I watched like a lot of, not a lot, but I watched about 4 old interviews that you had done that I found online from over the years, and how do you stay humble? Because no matter who you are, that has to be a challenge as popularity infuses into your life and it changes.
No, not for me.
Okay.
Granny always told me, know who you are, know where you want to go. I know who I am and I know where I want to go. I know what I want to be. And I think that's one of the main things that people lose because they get so caught up in all the fame and stuff like that. And I always promised myself that I wouldn't, you know, get caught up and tangled in all that stuff. And I have 8 siblings, so they're the ones who keep me grounded as well.
Because
they're always, you know, they call me and they're, you know, I'm always hanging with them. I don't really hang with a lot of the stars. I don't really, you know, I mean, I'm not saying that I don't want to,
right.
But I just try not to get caught up in a lot of the mess that a lot of folks get caught up in. But if you know who you are, know what you want, you can't change. You can't do nothing but remain humble.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And what is it that you want?
I want to be a star. Rah, rah.
Yeah.
I think you will be.
I want to go to the top, though. Yeah. I'm trying to get to the top.
I think you will be. We've had a lot of people in here who I didn't think that, but I did.
Thank you. I think he's saying that because I'm sitting right here, and then when I leave, it's going to be something different.
No, when you say it, when you leave, I'll say it again. I might throw in a few you know, sexual expletives as well.
Oh, Lord. Speaking of, are you single or are you dating?
I'm single.
You're single?
I'm single.
Do you find it?
Is that hard to...
No, it just changed the way I'm looking at things. Yeah.
Y'all really trying to win today.
I mean, I don't have really? That. I can't do it.
Trying.
You already know I'm gay. I can't
do
that.
It's I'm always trying.
Are you looking, and do you find the dating, like, in this business to be difficult? I mean, I guess you're not here. You're in Chicago.
I'm not looking either.
Date in this business.
Why not?
Because it's a...
you can
there's
date.
Some good people in this business.
But look at
date.
Everybody's life. Like, even if you... so many celebrities' lives are so ruined, though. I feel like there are so many of the relationships seem so ruined.
Only because, I think, because it's like you said, how do you remain humble? It's all about who you surround yourself with and how you carry yourself and what you believe in. And it's like some folks might let certain things get to their head and then everything just fall apart.
True.
What kind of guys, like, kind of like, what do you like, what is a no on your list?
Oh, a nagger.
Nagger? Like a...
just nag about any and everything.
Yeah, like just... my mom. That's why we don't date.
I hate a nagger. I hate an insecure guy. I don't want a guy who questions everything I do. Or...
yeah, that ain't me.
That
ain't me.
Yeah.
Okay. And what about other characteristics? Like, does it matter? Like, does he have to be like an athlete? Does he have to be like a dancer?
No, you can be fat, thin. I like
white. Would you
white?
White.
Yeah. I'm not. I don't discriminate at all. Yeah, I'm one of those girls. I don't discriminate. If you treat me good, We good. You good in my book. You treat me good. You do me good. I give you that back in return. That's all.
Now, what if I took you like on a nice date, a first date to Benihana, right? I like Benihana. It's fun. People can be lively. They got the flamethrower.
What's so funny?
I think it's a cute idea.
That's cute.
I've never been to Benihana.
See, she's never been. I think you would really enjoy it. And I'm just throwing that out there.
Okay. But you know, I like Taco Bell.
Okay. Well, we could go after Benihana.
Not saying take me to Taco Bell, but
they got good dessert there.
Find me sick in the bed and I'm just like sick and hurting and whatever. You come home and bring me a bag of Taco Bells, I'm good.
A bag of
good
Taco
in my
Bells.
Taco Bells with an S. Bells.
Wow.
Bells. Taco Bells.
I love
Leo
it.
Tends to put S on women's and men's.
Yeah, them women's and men's.
Is that a Louisiana thing?
I think it is, man.
I think it's a Louisiana
them jingle
thing.
Jingle bells.
Going back to the show, you know, all these characters are so freaking heightened and so like whatever. Yeah. Is it like that with the act, like on set? Are there divas or is it like get out of my light sort of thing, or it's not like what
not.
The show is?
No, absolutely not. Everybody, and I think that was like one of the things that kind of surprised me, because I went in thinking everybody was going to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the complete opposite. I went in with this thing in my head, like, I'm not going to say anything to anybody.
Right.
I'm not going to look at anybody. I'm not going to talk to anybody. I'm not going to converse with anybody. I'm not going to do any of that, because I know they're going to, you know, try to reject me or
right.
like, whatever, chick, you knew, so get away. I
right.
thought it was going to be like that, but it was the complete opposite.
It sounds abnormal almost, doesn't it, Matt?
You really?
Yeah.
To a show set.
Do you guys,
I mean, it just sounds like a lot more relaxed.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's
There's
fun.
A lot, you know.
Even though they get to, because a lot of the actors, they be tired.
Yeah.
I don't get tired for some strange.
Really?
I'm a hyper individual. Like, I don't, I have no chill.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be the one, we have to be on set 5 a.m. Everybody's like, getting their makeup done and they half dead or whatever. And I'll come in like, good morning! Hey, everybody! And they'd be like, oh, hey, Ty. Hey, they call me Ty. That's my nickname, Tyrona Ty. So, hey, Ty. What did you have this morning? Because we want what you had. And I'll just be like, I had a little bit of Jesus. That's all you need.
I just had a little sip of the Lord.
Jesus, that's all you need. And then, but it's super, super, super fun.
I'm not familiar with that fellow.
No. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You guys messed it up for everyone.
No, stop it.
You did.
Okay, no, we're not going to get into that.
No,
we don't have to. As long as we all know what happened.
No.
We all just get along.
Do you?
Apparently not. What's Terrence Howard like? Cool guy?
Oh my God. Terrence, you know what? Terrence is super cool, but he's like a genius.
Is he?
Terrence is a genius. He makes chandelier lights without electricity.
Yeah.
He makes them with his bare hands.
Mm.
Like I can't explain it.
He's like the urban Thomas Edison.
Yeah. Yeah, it's strange, and I still try to figure out this thing. One day he was trying to explain how he did it, like the lateral of the latitude and the equation of the and I'm like, what?
Nah.
What are you talking about? I don't know what none of this stuff means. I don't know. And then he writes backwards in
really?
Perfect handwriting and writes it as like it's nothing.
Just for fun? Just as like something to do?
I don't know. Gabby gave us all rap gifts, coloring books, Empire coloring books.
Oh, cool.
That she illustrated, she made. Yeah, it was so
That's
dope. It was
awesome.
An adult coloring book
awesome.
With all the characters in it. And I remember when she was walking around asking everybody, what was your favorite scene?
Mm-hmm.
I guess she wrote it down and I end up seeing what I told her was my favorite scene in the coloring book. So it was very thoughtful. But at the back of it said class of 2015 Empire. And I thought it was so cool because I'm like, nobody really signed my yearbook in high school, so I'm going to get everybody to sign it back. This is so dope. I had everybody sign it. Terrence signed it. And when I got home and I was reading all the nice things everybody had to say, and when I got to Terrence, I'm like, something wrong. Okay, he signed the book upside down.
Right.
Okay, no, something is wrong.
What happened?
I can't read this. I don't know what's going on. And finally, I held the book in the light and had to turn the page over and read it.
This is like Da Vinci Code.
It's crazy. He's a genius. And it was perfect handwriting. And then when I read it, it says, Ty, you call me your Uncle TT. I call you my lovely Ty. make sure you continue to be you. Don't change for anybody because we need your beautiful smile. It was sweet.
Oh,
it was so sweet. And I was so baffled because I was like, who writes backwards?
That's bizarre.
And beautifully.
For no reason.
Yeah.
Well, do you ever see Terrence Howard and everybody just wants to break out and whoop that trick? Does anybody ever do that?
They did.
Yes,
you know
the episode
where Freda Gatz and Hakeem did the rap battle.
Yeah.
And you know, it was a lot of folks there, a lot of extras there, and Taraji and Terrence were like play fighting over some stuff, like our side is better than your side, and he's like, no, our side is better. And then next thing you know, the extras was like, whoop that trick.
Wow.
Whoop that. And then Terrence was like, whoop that trick. And then he started rapping the lyrics, and I'm like, what?
Wow.
It was so I should have Snapchatted. That was a Snapchat moment. I will never forget that. And then he did the arm thing and everything. Whoop that trick.
That's awesome.
Back to something you said, which was people didn't sign your yearbook in high school and stuff.
Yeah.
What do you, when you look at the people, now that you are where you are and you're growing day by day.
Yeah.
How do you look at the people who doubted you or who weren't as nice to you or whatnot?
Who?
People in high school.
Who? Are
Who?
Who? They're gone.
Don't even put thought into
it. I don't.
Yeah.
You said what you said. It is what it is. Look at me now.
Yeah.
Look at me now. I don't dwell on the past.
Would you go to a reunion?
Our reunion is actually this summer.
No.
It's July.
Go.
Are you going?
I said I was going to go because I know we start back filming in July around that time. So
if you're not shooting.
If I'm not shooting or if I'm in town, I said I was going to go. And a good friend of mine, she texted me today, like, are you going to this dang reunion? Because I don't want to go. I said, no, we're going.
Yeah.
Nervous or no? Nervous. You don't care?
No. I mean, I wasn't the kid who didn't have friends in high school. Mm. I was just the kid who was always looked at like, oh, okay, she's a little strange.
Right. Yeah,
I mean, I was very popular. Like, if I bring my yearbook here, you know, I was class clown. I was voted most talented, stuff like that. But I just didn't have many. I don't know. I kind of strayed away from friends. My mom always told me, you don't got no friends. I'm your friend. So it was like
I'm amazed by how many things you remember that your family's told you.
Oh, yeah. You got to. Yeah.
How are you going to roll up at the reunion?
Yeah.
Oh, what do you mean roll up?
You got to come in on something fancy. Yeah. You get shot out of a cannon.
Heck no.
You better come in on a helicopter.
Come on. Out of a helicopter. Just fly out of a jet. No.
Parachute in.
I'm just going to.
You're going to go low key and
probably pull up on the CTA bus. Nothing major. Just rent the CTA. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, the entire bus.
And make sure you get your transfer on the way out, too.
They don't have transfers anymore.
Oh, really? They don't?
Yeah, they have these little cards look like debit cards.
Oh, yeah.
Man, they're fancy. They don't
times
have
changed.
Yeah,
I don't like
man,
that.
I can't. Yeah, I'm telling you, like, I can't get with all this technology stuff. I'm still I'm a grandma. I told you that earlier, man.
Yep.
I'm such a granny.
So you're not a real grandmother, though, are you?
But no.
Yeah, I didn't.
I don't have any kids.
Okay.
No, it's not my thing.
She's granny in spirit.
Yeah.
She's an old
granny
soul.
Granny in spirit. Yeah. No kids.
And you were engaged for a little. Were you engaged or not?
I was.
You were.
Yeah.
And that just fell apart. Or not to put it like that, sorry. We're not supposed to talk about that?
No,
you said it. No, it's okay. It's okay. I'm fine with it.
Or that didn't come to fruition.
And no one ever asked me that. And no one's ever asked me about that. But
did you want people to ask you about that?
No.
That's the question.
No, it's okay. We were together for 7.5 years. Mm. And it just didn't work out. You know, when you're changing and when you're evolving, some people can't handle it. You know, some people can't handle your success, and you see people for what they really are. You know, he's a great guy. He's a great guy. Good guy. Good dude. It just wasn't working out.
Yeah.
I know one day, maybe one day we'll, you know,
it could.
Maybe reunite.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah.
You never know. Yeah. No, I saw an interview where he spoke really highly of him. I just assumed, that it worked out, but you never know.
Yeah.
Like you said,
yeah.
Well, best of luck in love.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Best of luck in love
for the love attack.
Well, I think we got one more question each, and then we go on to round three. How's
go
that?
Go on.
I want to talk about, are you rapping these days? Are you singing?
I am. Yeah. I'm still doing my music. I'm working on some stuff.
Do something with Nelly.
Oh, Nelly.
He loves to bring up Nelly.
I love Nelly.
Because Nelly is from Louisiana.
No, he's from St. Louis.
St. Louis, sorry. St. Louis.
It's okay.
I didn't say it.
We'll dub in St. Louis.
Yeah, okay.
You're right. He's definitely from... Oh, Lord.
I love Nelly. And so, I like Birdman, too. I like Birdman.
You like... Put some respect on his name. You can't respect. Say his name like
y'all
that.
Finished yeah. or y'all done?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, best. That's right.
But that's the same thing, right?
I
y'all
know.
Finished or y'all done?
That was it. He didn't really give me any options.
But that would have made me look like, am I?
Huh? So you're still doing music.
I am.
And can we expect anything coming out?
Absolutely. I'm working on a single. It should be out soon. I can't put a date on it yet, but it would definitely be out soon because I know a lot of fans keep asking me, like, where's the next single? But my latest single has been out for some time now. Yeah. Called My Block.
Okay.
Inspired... through my city. It's talking about my city, how things change, how things are not the same from when I was little, how we can go outside and play and how the neighbors, we would come together as a community. Like, you know, they say the community is your village. So if your mother wasn't home and you get in trouble at school, the neighbors were the ones who took care of it for right. your mother and take care of things for you or whatever the case may be. Things are not like that anymore. It's mm-hmm. like everybody for themselves. And then we all know Chicago murder rate is at an all-time high. And I'm just kind of shedding a light on what's going on in my city. And the lyrics are saying, I'm praying for my city, hoping that things will get better.
Mm. Yeah. Now, let me ask, I know that you went through something very tragic with your brother, but you talked about getting a sign from him.
Yeah.
You know, when you were, do you still get the signs?
I do. All the time.
Really?
All the time. I try to carry that watch because I stated that the watch was the sign that I received. I was going through some stuff at work. Got suspended for 2 weeks without pay. Money was a little short. Had $40 to my name. $40 to my name. And then got suspended without pay.
Oof.
And the very first week back at work was the very first week that I auditioned for Empire. And during my 2 week suspension, I was job hunting. I was looking for another job because I wasn't comfortable at work like I was, or I didn't have the passion like I used to. And that first, when I got the call saying you got the role, I also got a call from a hospital saying you got the job. Mm. And I was like, yes, but I don't know which one to take. So I just prayed on it for a really long time. And I said, Lord Jesus, if this role is for me, I need a sign and I need it now. And it wasn't a minute later. It wasn't a second later that the watch that I keep of my brother's, the alarm went off.
Mm.
And I was just like, what is this noise? And I started going through my basket of junk and I found his watch. And then it hurt it because I was just like, this is my brother's watch. And then I went back to praying like, okay, Jesus, I'm waiting on my sign. And the whole time that was my sign. I realized and I was like, oh, my God, I got it. Like, I got to take this.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I got to.
Yeah,
I can't turn this down because I know for a fact. I just knew it was my sign.
Hmm.
So I went to work with my resignation letter. I gave a 2-day notice. I got to go in 2 days. I can't give you 2 weeks. I got to go in 2 days. And she said, you can't do that. I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I got my sign, honey. I'm doing it.
Dang.
And I went with it. And
that's
I'm
history.
Here.
And you still,
I'm here.
You still see get signed.
Yeah.
You genuinely
823. 823 on the clock.
That's wow. it.
823 was the number that when the alarm went off.
Mm-hmm.
And then 823 was a number I always used to play in a lottery. It never came. It always came the next day.
Mm. Wow. So close.
And when, what was it that I was doing? And I just said, I don't know if I should take this or do this. And then I looked over at the clock because I was just like, oh, I need a sign. I don't know if I should do this. And I looked at the clock and it said 823.
Wow. Hey. Wow. That's powerful stuff.
That's my number. That was
crazy.
I like it. I'm gonna remember that.
Yeah.
So I just got to get the next, the other four digits, and I'm gonna holla.
Put in a Powerball.
Take you to Taco Bell.
Yes. Yes, dear. Take me to Taco. Fiery Locos Doritos Tacos. Like.
Oh yeah. Oh, I'll bring salsas from home when I go in there. I'm ready.
Okay.
Yeah. I set up shop.
I don't know what kind of salsa he talking about? But okay.
Well, that was my last question. Did Theo, do you have anything else you want to ask? Or?
Yeah, I do. So I read that you worked at a nursing home.
I did. I was an assistant. I was an assistant director of nutritional services.
Did you ever see like a lot of, because I know like a lot of old people try to sneak around and do sex sometimes in there. Did you ever see any of that?
Yes. Yeah. All the time. I don't know. Older folks are the most horniest.
Yeah.
Why?
But who is it, the men or the women? Because I feel like the women would just get.
So, let me tell you something. My great grandmother.
Yeah.
She was always horny.
Mm-hmm.
And like she would get a free fill out of all of us. Like,
dang. Like,
she'll sit in this love boy seat and it's right by the entrance of the hallway.
Oh, yeah.
She'll sit there and when somebody go past, well, you go like pinch your butt. Well, you go in there, girl.
Now
go on in there and give me something to drink and then a pinch your butt or like do a quick little pat on your butt. And then she always trying to make it seem like, sit on my lap. Let me, I'm going to spank you. Are you going to get a whooping? Come on over. And mind you, she's 106 years old.
Nah.
My great grandmother lived to see 106 years old. And we used to just be like, we don't want to sit on you. You're going to break.
Now I see why you picked Theo's story.
Yeah, we don't want to sit on your lap. But it wasn't like that.
It wasn't like that in my house either.
It was all harmless. It was just, I don't know.
Oh,
she
no,
was
I feel
a
you.
Woman. But I remember one incident that I had at the nursing home where I brought a tray of food to a resident. It was a new resident. They hadn't had a card in the system. So we had to make something for them. And I personally brought it to them. And when I entered the lunchroom, I forgot the guy's name. It was a guy in a wheelchair and it was a nurse. At the, what was it, the bathroom? I don't know. He was waiting in line for something. I dropped the tray off, went over. It's a sink, a little hand washing area.
Mm-hmm.
I started washing my hands. The guy just rolled up on me.
Damn.
And just grabbed a handful.
Mm-hmm.
Just one cheek.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a handful.
Mm-hmm.
He grabbed a handful. And I'm like, wait a minute. Like, what is going on?
Mm-hmm.
And the nurse turned around and was like, oh, his hands are clean. His hands clean. He just touched my hand.
You're missing the point here.
Oh, his hands clean. What?
Wow.
I was so bad. And I was just like, I'm so. And then he couldn't talk. So every word that came out of his mouth was bow.
Wow.
Bow, like, yeah, I did it. And after he did it, and I was like, what? He said, bow, like, yeah, I did it.
He's like the Emeril Lagasse of like, boom,
of perversion,
perverted old men in wheelchairs.
And like now that I look back, it's hilarious. But it was just like, bow, bow, bow. Yes, I did it. Like, yeah,
whoop that trick. Then everybody started singing whoop that trick again.
But when the nurse said, oh, his hands are, oh, don't worry about it. His hands are clean.
He's clean.
Like,
we just washed him.
But did you not just?
That's hysterical.
And a guy had a bag. Mm. I don't know what was on it, but it was slimy. And it was on the bag.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just like rambling through stuff, moving stuff. And it was like slipping everywhere, like going, like bouncing everywhere. I don't know what it was, but it was bouncing everywhere. And I'm like, he had a good time earlier.
Wow.
But he forgot to clean up.
That's when he spaced out.
Well, Hollywood's not that different than this.
Yeah, then you're right at home.
Welcome to Hollywood.
Yeah, I've seen some strange things.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah, I've seen some strange things.
I think it's great that you still live in Chicago. It's much, much better choice.
Oh, yeah.
And on that note, we're going to wrap up round two.
Okay.
Which I know you had a great time.
I did.
But you still have to pick a winner of that round.
I have my winner. I'm going to say Matt. Matt did it. Sorry, Theo.
Okay.
Nickname, a.k.a. Jingle Bells. Sorry, Jingle Bells.
Rocking around the Christmas tree.
I will happily take that win. Thank you very much. And so now we move on to round three, which real quickly.
How about this? Whoever's the best rapper between me and Matt?
No, I am not.
Tiebreaker.
Tiebreaker. He called it.
Yes, tiebreaker. Definitely a tie.
Turn it. Yeah, it is.
I can't rap.
First of all, you're not going to win doing that dance. I hate it.
You do?
I hate it. Yes. I don't like it.
Why would happen?
I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
It's not a dance. Really.
It's like
it's me auditioning to be a scarecrow.
But the way he said turn up, he thought that was a real turn up.
Yeah,
dance.
He did.
I hate it.
This is not fair. I am a gay white Jewish boy. I don't know how to act.
Whoa,
don't
limit yourself because of your disabilities. Okay,
get out here.
It's funny.
I hate
it. It's funny. He just laughed too. Let's go, Matt. We each have 30 seconds to freestyle. I've never done this before.
Freestyle.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even. I was. I.
What do you mean? Of course, freestyle. You got written.
Okay. There are no rules.
Okay.
You don't. You can freestyle if you want to. You might get extra points. But if you can say a line or a lyric from somebody else's rap and make it sound good.
All right.
I'll consider.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
But if you freestyle, it might be worth more points. It might.
It's going to be worth more points. But if he sounds good enough, then you got a problem, Jingle okay. Bells.
I think I'm losing this one, but I will happily go first. You ready?
Yes.
This is the extent.
Wait! Okay.
Oh, wait. Sorry.
I like it.
No, I actually like that beat. It's horrible. Keep it going.
Ready?
That's actually from a video we have.
Yeah. It's a good beat, though. Yeah. It's so bad.
Right,
it's good.
You could have kept it.
Yeah, this is like Eminem, go, man.
In West Philadelphia, born and raised, on the playground is where I spent most of my days. Chilling out, rapping, laxing so cool, and shooting some b-ball outside of school. When a couple of guys, they were up to no good, started making trouble in the neighborhood. I got in one little fight, and my mom gets scared. She said, honey, you're moving with your uncle, Hannah Belair. There you go.
It was worth a try. I'm messing with it. Only because he sat here and was doing his hands like he was a real rapper. I'm messing with it. I chose.
He
had a little bit of that Mary J. Blige in him, right?
Yes,
didn't he?
Right.
All right,
who
Theo.
Was that what you're talking
he
about?
Got
the wall.
Of his,
yeah, the Mary J. Blige. Yeah. I was channeling my Fresh Prince
yes,
there for you.
Clearly.
All right, Theo.
We out here in these podcast streets. We out here on Raleigh Studios dropping some beats. We got Portia and Matt. We got Big Sweater. We all chilling in this bitch trying to make this podcast better.
Wow.
Is that it?
That's all I got. Yeah, sorry. It's hard about the sweater. I like it, actually.
Are you serious right
what
now?
What do you mean? That's all I got, man. His shit is copywritten.
It doesn't matter. I like the fact that he was creative because he's from Philly.
Yeah.
And he came up with Fresh Prince because Will Smith is from Philly.
Yeah.
You creative.
Yes.
Creative. You're the winner.
Yeah.
You're the winner.
What is creative about not being creative?
You tried to come at my publicist.
Well, look, man. He's the only one in here we don't know, son. We don't know him.
But you don't go out calling folks names or what you want to call them.
That is a lovely sweater.
Big sweater.
That is a lovely sweater.
I do. It's a beautiful sweater. I'm just saying.
I love it, though.
Wow.
Can we talk?
Jingle bells, jingle bells. All right, well.
You were better off rapping that.
Damn, man.
So I win that one. Y'all thank you so much heart. For that win. I will take it. This has been awesome.
Yeah, it's been absolutely awesome. We thank you so much. We wish you a million years
thank
of success
you.
In this business or whatever business you choose to be in. And tell me more where we can get the music at.
You guys can go on SoundCloud. Mm-hmm. You can also go on my Instagram by clicking the link in my bio. That's Tyronda J, TarhondaJay. And click the link and you will not be disappointed. You'll also find some other songs that I've done previous before that. And you won't be disappointed.
Any sex tapes or not? Tell me about that.
What? No.
Okay, all right.
I'm not that girl, man.
And
I'm look, I'm not that girl.
Well, look.
And Empire comes back in September?
September. I don't have the exact date, so don't quote me on it, but it'll definitely be back in September. Make sure you guys tune in because you don't want to miss it.
But you don't know.
I don't know
what happens.
I swear I don't know.
Okay.
I do not. A lot of people always say, you do know, because my mom and everybody calls me and say, what's going to happen? I'm like, the fans watching. I can't tell you nothing.
Somebody needs to be in a fire.
Yeah.
That's what I want. Somebody needs to be in
geez.
A fire.
Really?
Yeah.
He's crazy.
I liked your alien thing. That would completely
yeah.
blow it out of proportion.
Then we'll, yeah, I don't think the fans would be happy with that because they'd be like, wait, what is this? Is this fiction or non-fiction?
UFO rolls up on 22s. Only UFO on wheels.
There you go. All right. Thank you so
thank
much.
You so much.
Thank you, guys.
We've had a lot of fun.